93.7 The River. There goes Eddie Money, the Dog and Joe Show, weekday mornings 5:45 to 10 a.m. Here's the latest on Tiger Woods. He was supposed to be in court, I think it was a week or two ago, but he had someone show up on his behalf. He didn't actually go to court for this May incident back in Palm Beach County, May 29th to be exact. That's when he got arrested. You saw him roadside, the great Tiger Woods, stumbling around like his shoes were tied together, drooling. At the police station, incoherent, didn't know where he was.
It was so rough to watch.
Tiger Woods, now according to toxicology, had five different drugs in his system at the time of his DUI arrest.
Jeez.
This is what they found. Reports show he was positive for hydrocodone. That's a Vicodin form of painkiller.
Yeah, that's a super big Vicodin form of painkiller.
Hydromorphone, another painkiller known as Dilaudid.
He had both those in him.
Both those. And he had something called Alprazolam. It's like a Xanax. Then he had a Zolpidem, which is like a sleeping pill, like an Ambien.
What?
And the newest find, because according to Tiger, he was taking all this stuff as prescribed. Also had THC in his system.
Smoking a little dope.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And Tiger Woods has long said, "This was an unexpected reaction to prescription meds. I didn't realize the mix of medications affected me so strongly, but never in this point or during this investigation has he ever said that he was on dope."
Well, two super high-powered painkillers, a Xanax, a sleeping pill, and marijuana.
Yeah,
I think the mix would kind of mess you up a little bit.
Woo, Tiger Woods gets 12 months probation, required to complete the DUI education class, and he's going to go through treatment. And is going through,
wow,
or should be going through treatment right now. And he's the one that did that. That was self-administered, the drug treatment, because that was a severe reaction.
Goodness gracious. Woo! Any human being alive would have that reaction. Most, probably kill most people.
I can't believe, you know me, I don't take the stuff. I don't like taking Advil. I can't imagine what that would do to you. I mean, I can see it now. I can get a good idea looking at him. But I have no idea what was going through his mind or how he felt. I mean, he was just on a different planet.
That, I can't tell you. I have never.
Even Joe.
I've never even, not combined that many different things, ever. Not ever.
With the pot.
I've never combined a painkiller, a Xanax, and marijuana at the same time.
Woo!
Never. Painkillers, marijuana, sure. Xanax, marijuana, sure. But never both of them together with a sleeping pill.
Yeah.
I don't take sleeping pills.
Five things. With the pot. That's a party right there. And I want you to remember this. Remember when they pulled him over? This was the greatest thing of all. Because I've had a little dizzy spell after drinking too much. It's been a long time, but I've even vomited after drinking too much.
Oh, many times I've done that.
I've woken up the next day feeling kind of bad. Very rarely have I ever forgotten something that I've said or done. Never have blacked out. But I felt pretty rotten. I drank so much, I'm like, I probably slurred some words, probably been a little stumbly, but never, ever a day in my life of drinking alcohol have I woken up and thought that I was arrested in a different state. He thought that he was in Los Angeles when they pulled him over. He thought he was in L.A., but he was in Florida. That is some
Woo!
Partying right there.
Yeah, that's good. Tying it on.
I want you to think about
wow.
that. Have you ever been so hammered on anything you thought you were in a different state?
No.
Not even an adjoining state. It wasn't like Oregon, California.
No, it's across the United States.
Yeah.
Coast to coast.
Here's Floyd.